first Tech head coach, Josh Pastner. Coach, if you could open up with a statement.
Yep. First off, great win for us, a gutty win. You know, we really defended well. Just really happy we were able to get that win, especially with the, you know, to have another sellout today. And I wanted to make sure we got that win for the, for the crowd as well, too. So from start to finish, we really defended. You know, we've been a very good defensive team here. And then last week versus Florida State and Clemson, we just, our defensive principles just were not there. And so, you know, as we're building this, you know, part of our culture, we wanted to have a defensive identity, which we were tremendous last year. And for the most part this year, we've been good defensively. But last week, we were bad defensively. But today, we really guarded in the way we should be guarding if we want to continue to move up the ladder. So I was proud of our defense, really proud of our defense. I thought Jose gave us great minutes, even though he's 1-for-8. You know, 5 assists, 1 turnover. You can see he's getting better and better. And I was really proud of Todrick. You know, he scored over 1,000 points, and he was ready to play. He was solid. Made a big 50-50 ball where he got that in that short corner in front of our bench. We won the 50-50 ball battle today. That was really, really important for us. And look at our stats where we held him to 30% from the field and 27 from three. You know, Josh Okogie just, you know, he wasn't maybe as a, you know, 20 points, but he had 20 shots, so maybe he wasn't as efficient, but he was great for us in transition, and he really played really good defense. He was good defensively. Ben Lammers, I thought, was, you know, active, 4 assists. Him and Todrick in the high-low situation was really effective for us, and, you know, and he had a double-double. And AD, who, you know, didn't play as well offensively, had five blocks, and Brandon, I thought, played his best game, you know, since he's been here. It was terrific.
It seemed like offensively you guys really struggled in half court, but your defense was able to get you those transition baskets to keep you in the game.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's not that we struggled, because we got some good shots. We wanted to muck the game up. We wanted to keep it a slower possession game, which I felt was better to our advantage. And so we really took our time, and we only had 9 turnovers. And when you make your free throws and you don't turn the ball over, when you have 9 or less, you give yourself a chance. And then if you do those two things and guard at the level that we're, you know, the standards that we've set forth, then you've got a chance to win a lot of games. But I was proud of the back-to-back games that we've only had 9 turnovers. That gives you a chance. So it wasn't as much that we had bad looks. First of all, their zone is good. And then secondly, we wanted to kind of have a lower possession game and try to muck it up as much as we can and just really take our time, make sure that we're getting a shot up at least every time. But we had a couple big 50-50 balls late that were really big for us.
Speaking of that, Howard are, you know, are good shooters, but down, they hit a couple shots down the stretch, but overall you forced them to take 17 shots each to get their points tonight. Well,
8 of 34 between those two. Both are obviously really good. 4 for 15 from three between those two. I mean, They're high-level players, but we guarded well. We guarded as a team well. And but Syracuse is, I mean, they're good. I mean, they're long. You know, Battle and Howard are great players, and that's part of the ACC. You're going to be playing great players, and those guys can flat-out score. I mean, there was a couple shots. We had a hand directly in their face, and they made tough shots, so you got to give them credit on that.
30 points in the paint. What was the key for you guys penetrating that zone defense there?
Yeah, I thought Jose was good for us in that. He and Josh Okogie, and then you know, Ben did a nice job, obviously finding the open man, and Todrick was excellent. He finished around the hoop.
How important was this in terms of getting this kid finishing a game in particular? Second half, you went through the drought again offensively, but they were in a drought, so
losing stinks. The agony of defeat. And I don't know if it's a thrill of victory, because it is, but it's a relief of victory. You know, we needed a win. And we got, you know, we're getting better, and I see it. We just got to be able, to close games, and we closed today. Look, we got a tough road ahead, but, you know, through 9, we're at 4 ACC wins right now, and with some great opportunities in front of us. You know, obviously a lot of tough games in front of us, but through midway, you have 4 ACC wins, and so we're still plugging, but we're getting better. And we are better than we've been, and we just got to try to continue to finish, you know, finish games, which we did tonight. We finished.
It seemed like Andre Ken did a really good job of reading the high-low and just finishing against really tall players.
Yeah, well, Ken, part of it is you could just tell he was ready to play. If you saw a couple of those rebounds he had where he just went and got it, he stuck his nose in there. And, when he plays with his nose sticking in traffic and coming up with some boards and, he had three defensive rebounds. He's a better player. He dove on the floor. If he's trying to play cute or pretty, and just try to be cool, then he's just not as effective. When he's kind of got a grind about him, a toughness and kind of that grit and grind mentality, he's a very, very, very good player. And we need him to be it that way every time we play.
You look at three defensive categories, you limited them to only 10 points in the paint, 8 second chance points, and only 7 fast break points. That was pretty big.
Yeah. Well, I thought transition defense, we were really good today. I thought we really guarded, and as part of us being important in this league, you have to be great at transition defense. Everybody is good in transition, so you've got to be great in transition defense.
With the play, it was a high low, but then Todrick passed it back out to him.
Yeah.
Was that kind of
late
cool?
In the game there?
Yeah.
No, I mean we designed a play to get it to where he wanted to get it, but then Todrick made a play and threw it back to Ben, and Ben I think missed it, but then he put it back in. I don't know if he scored. But it was a good, it was a really good pass by Todrick and a great catch by Ben. I mean, Syracuse, their zone, they're just so long and they're big and they're fast and, you can't simulate that in practice either.
You guys didn't trail not once during the game. I thought that was pretty impressive. Syracuse had some opportunities to, come back and how did you keep your guys composed during those situations?
I thought we started the game well, and then again we had as we were talking about, we had some lapses here and there offensively, but we started well the second half. Where we've had some issues starting the second half, and we really started well the second half. And that allowed us to get to really kind of get a little lead and then give us a little cushion there.
With Kurt out, kind of what's the plan going forward?
Kurt, he has a stress reaction, so we're going to shut him down for, indefinitely, which is most likely going to be the season. So we'll play. We had 6 guys. We'll play all 6. I would say, Evan Cole's got it. He's got to stay ready, and we'll just take it game by game, and that's what we'll do. And we just got to, we'll have to keep guys fresh and everything else. At the same time, we still got to practice. And today we played, we played 6.
I imagine you held your breath a little bit.
Yeah, well, they told me that, for sure. And then they told me that, look, you're going to have to get lucky to not, I was talking to someone earlier and they just said, maybe a team or two can survive injuries but in this league, but everybody else can't. And we can't, and it killed us. It killed us in the pre-Christmas games, non-conference. And you got to get lucky by staying healthy. And last year we were healthy all the way through, so that allowed us to win games. And it's just that's part where you got to get to. Hopefully, where you get deep enough, where you do have an injury, the next man up, it's as good as the guy that went down.
How confident were you in Tanner's ability to do that, to play that?
Very confident. I think he's good around there.
It seemed like it was something you did more before AD started playing better. You would kind of rotate him down.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard when AD's in there. With AD, it's hard to have him on the perimeter anywhere because they don't show him guard him. So, but he's been really effective by the hoop.
How important was it when they put the press on and got a couple quick hoops?
That was great. They stole it once, and then, but then we capitalized on it because last year we were up and they threw the press and boom, 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 they scored a couple quick buckets. But we had worked on that prior to the game today.
It was a really physical game.
Yeah, I thought it was physical. I thought both teams competed and battled, and it was a good well played basketball game. Maybe it wasn't, there were some offensive issues for both teams, but it was a hard fought, competitive, high level competitive basketball game.
Couple more for Coach Pastor.
You mentioned you wanted it to be a low possession game. Is that because of depth for you guys, or was it specifically because of Syracuse?
Well, I thought it probably both. But, you know, we didn't need to get in a track meet with Syracuse, and we just don't need to turn the sucker over. Just don't turn the ball over. And the best way to do that is just keep things being smart, sound, and solid. And right now, with our personnel, we're best at, you know, I would prefer to have a higher possession, and in time I want to get there, but right now, based on everything, we're better off trying to muck it up as much as we can.
Did you think you'd have chances to swipe at some balls up? I know you do it regularly anyway, but it seemed especially so at the beginning where the guys were taking chances.
Yeah, but, you know, last 2.5 days, you know, Monday and Tuesday, all we did was work through defensive stuff. Literally the elementary basic defensive shell drill and all those type of things for the entire practice. And then today in shoot around, we did the same thing. And so, you know, that being said, it just got us to the, to the toughness of trying to get back to the basics, you know, I'm not saying Brandon Marmon, no, okay. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Coach.